kitnius v'sela v'kitnius v'pruta. Because kitnius, you don't get doubled your deal. Kitnius, the way you buy it usually is with a dollar, v'sela v'kitnius v'pruta. They sell it for a seller, they sell it for pruta. In other words, beans has exact price on it. So therefore, if I told you to buy me 6 sloyim worth, and you got for 3 sloyim, 6 sloyims worth, that's it. I wouldn't have gotten any more of a deal if you would have bought me more. There's a set price for this. So therefore, you see clearly we're talking about that not that the shliach brought back something really bad, less than he was supposed to. He brought back the value that he was supposed to. Just the question is that the bala he got for $3 a $6 worth shirt. So question, therefore it's good. Because our koponim, he brought back the $6 worth shirt. But in a case in our Gemara, where he only does half of what he's supposed to do, there we still have the question, maybe there it's no good. So we have no proof to our Shaila. Murasash, yeah. Shema Amina, here's the case, yeah. Now, Hechidami. So what's the case to Hechidami? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Biyaskwa Demazvi Bishlisum Les Raya. Like Hechidami, what's the case talking about? Where he went, he says, if you agree that you buy beans, kitnius, then the shliach and the balabas both are over the yisamila. Then the sale is a good sale. If you want to tell me, v'yaskwa demazvim b'shuma, that they sell it, b'shuma, estimate it, shrashi boim it, time you estimate how much it's worth, is heichid diyoyev le'sela, muzle gabay tvei, then no, then the waters of you agree, the balabas should also have a complaint, that I gave you a seller. You should have spent a complete sell on the kitnius. Because if you go estimates, he would have given you a much bigger estimate. You would have got double the amount. So Rapapa says, we're talking about piyasra, dekaili, dekani. No, we're talking about that you measure it off. $1 a pound. You get exactly for what you pay for. The omalei, kina, kina, bapruta. Like this amount, every kina, certain amount I give you of beans, cost a pruta. So in such a case, you can't gain on the deal. So therefore, if the balabas gave you money, and you brought back that much amount of beans, that's why if you degrees, it's called the shliach did his shlichus. But in our case, where the shliach does half of what he's supposed to do, now we still have a question, is that called something or not? So Toshima, come and bring your proof back to our original case. Again, where the balabas told the shliach, sell me a big piece of land. A kura's worth of land I want you to sell for me, of his own property. And the shliach went and only sold half of the amount of land. Is that sale good or not? Can the balabas say, that's not what I told you to do. I told you to sell the big land, and you sold the small one, it's not what I told you to do. Or else, no, he did half, that's also something. Tashma, come up, bring your proof. It says, now Mishnah, hoy sok subosa, arba meyazuz, let's say by Abbas Kayin, where they used to write up the ksuba for $400, and then the husband died, so she has a right not to collect the $400. And the husband left over property, so she goes now to sell 4 different pieces of land, each one worth $100, to collect the $400. So the Mishnah says, Mochrul Zebemona. She sold the first land for $100. Very good. So far she collected $100. Ul Zebemona. She sold then the second and the third land. So far she collected $300 already. She has one more $100 to collect. It says, Uliachra, in the last field that she's selling now, the case was, the Mishnah says, Yofa Mona V'dinur, that the land itself was worth $100 and $1. A mona and a dinner. A little bit more than $100 it was worth. Bimona. And she only got $100 for it. No, she got gypped a little bit. So it says, the Mishnah, Shalachra and Botul, that the last sale is no good, the last kark is no good. Because she got gypped, she has no right to sell it. She's selling the property of the Yisaimim. To collect money to eat on, she has no right to sell it and get shipped, like she has no right to sell it that way. But a kopon of Shakula Machrim Kayim. But the first 3 sales that she made, the first 3 pieces of property that was at the right value, she got $100, it was worth $100, so at least she got $300, that's a good sale. So the Havamina is, we look now that she has to collect a sum of $400. So we look now as if she has a right to sell like one big karka worth $400. And what did she do? She sold the small karka for only $100. And then another time only $100. And the third time only $100. And we say now the first 3 sales are good. So the chura you see, if we tell you to do something for $400, and you only sell something for $100, it's called a good sale. So bringing a proof here, if you do half of what you're supposed to do, it's also called something. So Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat here. Kediyom Rav Shisha Bredu Ravidi, Biktini. We're talking about that the husband left over small fields. Not the pshat is he left over one big field that was really worth $400. And really what she was supposed to do was sell it at one time for $400. And she took assignment and took a time and sold a quarter at a time and another quarter at the time. No, that's not the pshat. Could be if it would have been one big field, she wouldn't have the right to sell it at quarters. She would have to sell it at one shot. But here we're talking about the husband left over a lot of small fields. His hachinami are also biktini. We're talking about left over small fields. That each field was only worth $100. So then she did the right thing. Like, what else she wanted to do? She has the right to collect $400. There's no field there, $400. So what does she have to do? She has to sell the small fields till they equal $400. So she sold one field for $100. She had 100% right to do it. It's not even a question. She's doing less than she's supposed to, but she did exactly what she's supposed to. But in our case, where the master told the shliach, sell me this big field, and he has the big field there, and the shliach went and only sold half of it, here we have a question, maybe the sale is no good. So we're not answering the shala line by Sofik. Mor says, now pshita, this is for sure, that omali echot, v'loy l'shnayim. Let's say a person tells a master that wants to sell his field, he tells one shliach, he tells him clearly, I have a big field here, and I want you to sell this whole field to one person. Omali Yechad, I'm telling you clearly, I want you to sell the whole field to one person, for Lo Lishnayim, and not to two people. If so, now let's say the servant sells half the field to one person, pshita there, it's no good. Because the master told him clearly, I want you to sell this one big field to one person, and don't sell half to him and half to him. Therefore, if now he sells half of it, for sure that's nothing. What's going to be though, Omalei Liyechot Stoma? Let's say the master told the shliach, I want you to sell me this field to one person. But he didn't speak out and not to two. So what does it mean when he says to one? My, Rav Huna says, what the master meant to say is, sure, Liyechot L'Lishnayim. That's also a clear way to say, I only want you to sell to one person, make one sale here out of this big land, and don't make two sales to two different people. Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna d'Amri Tevayo, they both say no. Liyechot v'afilu l'shnayim. That's what he said, sell it to one, sell one field. He doesn't mean to how many people. Could be, just mean to say, sell the field, sell this one big field. But he's not mocked, but even if you do it to two people also. The svar is because people aren't makbid. That's not something that should bother you. The master said, sell the field. The main thing he wants is, if the field is worth $10,000, he wants to see $10,000. Even though he said sell it to one person, he didn't mean bedavka, only one. If you want to sell to two people, $5,000 apiece, very good. That's their svar. That they say, no, liyechad means afilu l'shnayim, even the two people you could sell it, liyechad afilu l'meya. Even if you have 100 people buying, it's also as good. As long as the master did not speak out clearly to one and not to two, if he didn't speak that out, we say even though he said one, it's lavdavka. The main thing the master wants to see back is the $10,000. Mora says, Iklo Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman went to visit Sura. Is Ola Gabe Rav Chizda v'Rav Rav Huna. They both went to speak to Rav Nachman. Omrullah, they said to him, Ki agav namai, in such a case, what would you say? When the master says, sell the field to one person, and the servant now went and sold it to two people, what's the locha? Omalu, so Rav Nachman also said, liyechad v'afil l'shnayim, liyechad v'afil l'meya. The master is not particular. He doesn't really mean it. He's not makbid in two people. The main thing he wants to see is his money. So even if you have to sell to 100 people, as long as he gets the $10,000, it's okay. Omrule, afagav de tor shliach. What's going to be even the case where the shliach makes a mistake? Omalahu de tor yishliach loy kamina. That no. If the shliach makes a mistake and does something wrong, like Rashi says, omocha bezul, let's say he sells it too cheap. The price is 10,000, he sold it for 9,000. That no. Name a name of the nekla kam, you want to tell him he's good? On that we said no. If the shliach made a mistake, loy kamina, if he sold it too cheap, the master has the right to say, I never gave you permission to sell my field at a loss. Fred Gemara, aye, v'omama, we learned the Gemara about Mitzia. The klal is, ain't I know the kakois. There's no Isser I know by kakois. I know means if you sell utensils, You're not allowed to jip the person, sell, charge too much. Halacha is up until the shtus is okay. A shtus is, if it's charged a sixth more, it's an iser, but the mechir is good. If you charge more than a sixth, then the mechir is bottle. You have a right to say, he jipped me. But the klal is, by karka, nothing doing. If I sell you $100 karka for $1,000, the sale is good. Because karka, no matter how much you pay for it, it's worth it. Karka is something that will stay with you always. Or the gveras akosiv, someone on the yama, karka is not in the parsha of Einor. So here also, if the master told the shliach to sell in the field, and he sold it at a loss, why is the sale no good? The din should be, ain't a novikakois. Even though you got jipped, you got less of a price, but you can't go back on a sale of karka. So more answers, poshit. Hani mili hecha the toy balabayas. When do we say that that's if the master himself made the sale? And he, instead of charging 10,000, charged only 9,000, or else the opposite, instead of charging 10,000, he charged 12,000, and the guy pays for it, he can't get his money back. That's it. Ein enola kakois. But that's only if the balabos, the master, did it by himself. Ah, well, but in our case over here, tor shliach. Here the pshat is the shliach made the mistake. The master wanted to get his $10,000 for it, and he only got $9.50 for it. Is omalei, the master has a right to say to the shliach, the klal always is, letkuni shadrasicha v'loy lavosi. I appointed you a shliach to do something good for me. Letkuni means to be masakin, to make it good for me. V'loy lavosi, not to make a loss for me. So anytime you're causing me a loss, I have a right to say, I never made you a shliach. I never made you my servant. When you make a shliach to do something, that's a non-sadi, you only mean it to appoint him if he's going to do a good job. And if he makes a loss for you, he never wanted to be a shliach. So therefore, since he made a loss here, the mechir is bottled. Tomorrow, minotem, how do we know this? The shoni ben shivla balabayis. There's a difference between the shliach and the balabas himself, if they make mistakes. This man, we learned like this. The master tells the servant, say the Torah, go out to my fields in Eretz Yisrael, he has fruits growing there. Before you eat them, you have to take off trumas and maitzris. So he told the servant, go out to my fields and take off for me the trumas and maitzris. So it says, Torah kedas balabayis. He's supposed to be termed the way the balabas does. There's different amounts, how much to take off. 1/50th, 1/40th, 1/60th. So it says, as much as the balabas himself would do, that's how much the shliach should do. What about v'meini yodei adaitesh balabayis? Let's say the servant doesn't know what type of a master he has. He doesn't know if he's a good guy, not a good guy, does he want to give a lot or less. So it says, term b'beinus. Echad mi'chamishim. What he should do is give a bainus, the medium share. The medium amount is 1/50th. 1/50th of the tefuah, he has to give a truma. What about pichsu asor, he gave less than that. Or hoistif asor, he gave 1/10th more. Shumasa truma. It says still the truma is good. That's a lacha by a servant. Now, v'yi lo gabe balabayis tanya, by the balabos himself we learned, Torah, v'yola b'yodei afilu echad me'esrim. Trumasa truma. If he made truma, and what came out as only 1/20th, still it's called a good truma. So toshima. So you see the difference between what the balabas does, and what the shliach, what a master, what a servant does for the balabas. The servant is not allowed to make mistakes. But the balabas himself, he could do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, he's allowed to do. So you see the difference between the master and the shliach. The shliach, if he makes a big mistake, nothing doing. The shliach has the mashach has the right to say, I never appointed you to make such amount of truma. Mashenki and the balabos himself, whatever he does, havadar is good. Toshma, come and bring your proof. Hoysok subosay abba meyazuz. Again, the Mishnah, where the husband died and the wife now has a right to collect $400 for a suba. Mochol lezebamona, so she sold one field for 100. Ul lezebamona, the second field, and the third field. Well, the Achrum, when it came to the last field, what it was, Shava Mona V'dina B'mona. She made a mistake. She sold a $101 field for only $100. So it says clearly, Shal Achrum Bottle, that the last sale is Bottle. For Shakulu Machrum Kayim, but the first ones are Kayim. So Chura, the Kasher here is, again, the Havaminer is, that it's one big Karka she was selling. So we see if she makes a mistake, the first part of the Mechir is good. Moritz says, no, there's no proof from here. Again, we're talking about over here now that she's selling four small fields. So each sale that she does is a special sale by itself. She can't say she's doing anything wrong over here. The first sale she made was a $100 field, and she got $100. She did a very good sale. Second one the same way, third one the same way. The only thing she got jip was the fourth one. Say Nachnami, when you get jip, when you make the wrong sale, then about we have a swear to say, we throw it, we say, make a choice. She has no right to make this type of a sale. And that's like a loch like that. That about when a shliach makes a mistake, any little mistake he makes, we have a right to say, I only sent you to do something good for me and not something bad. Mishnah says, what's going to be if Shum had Dayonim? Let's say that Dayonim goes down in a case where she became an Amona, the husband died, the loch is now the Isha, the Amona has a right either to collect money to live on from the Zainos, or else she has a right to collect the Ksuba. And the husband left all the property, and she wants to get the money now. So we have to sell the property. So of course, if she wants to go to Bezdin and let Bezdin sell it, how about the Bezdin could sell it? So what's going to be Shuma Dayonim? Bezdin makes a Shuma, Bezdin evaluates how much it's worth. Now, Shepichsu Shtus, or Yesifu Shtus, Mochrin Bottle. If Bezdin sold something, and either they charge a sixth more, or a sixth too little, it's not going to be Mechiris Bottle, it's no good. Bezdin also can't sell it for too much or too little. If they make a little mistake up till a sixth, then it's still good. But if they make more of a mistake than 1/6, then we see even though Bezdin sold in its bottle, the Mechira goes back again.
Right, to know that.
Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, Mochrim Kayim, what Bezdin does is always okay. Even though they make mistakes, a sixth less, still is good. Why? And the svar is in Kay, Ma Koich Bezdin Yofim. Because if not, what's the Koich? Where's the power of Bezdin? Like this, we have to give power to Bezdin. So when Bezdin makes a sale, even though they charge too much or charge too little, the sale is good. So that's the Machlokes of Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tanakhama. What's going to be Avulim also Igeris Bikaris Benayim? Let's say they made a letter of Bikaris. Rashi says that means Hachroza. That means first they made announcements, like to give it over to a real estate broker, to tell people this property is for sale, and they're trying to get now their best price possible. Rashi Losim Bikaris Shemavakrin Oysa Benayodim Adi Hachroza. People are coming to look over the property because there's an announcement that this property is for sale. Let's say Bezdin made the announcement. In such a case now, Afilu Mochron Shava Mona B'Masayim, or Shava Masayim B'Mona Mochron Kayim. Then if Bezdin sells it, even if Bezdin sold it for the wrong price, either too much or too little, then we say the Mechir is Chal. Then the price, even according to the Tanakam, is good. As long as they made Achroza, that they made announcements, they try to get the best price, even though it didn't come out that they got the best price, still we say the Mechir is okay. That's a Shreya Svara. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is for this. Mura says like this, Iboilihu, Avashana like this, Shliach Kaman. What's the loch of a Shliach? Rashi is like this, Shliach Kaman. Shliach the Tor. If not, so far we're going, either the Almona herself could sell the property, or else Bezdin could sell the property. Now, if the Almona herself sells the property, we have before, if she made $1 mistake, it's bottle. If she sold a $101 field, for $100, the mechir is bottle. Any little mistake she made is bottle. That's when the almona sells the yisaimus property. When Bezdin sells the property, the Tanakama says a sixth. Up until a sixth, the mechir is okay. Now the question is, let's say not the almona sold it, and not the Bezdin sold it, but the yisaimim made a shliach. They appointed someone to do them a favor and sell them the property. Now, how much of a mistake is he allowed to make to say the mechir is still good? Shliach Kaman, who do we think? Who do we consider a